And what about people who are, either, well, these days...
Receptionists, we call them receptionists.
Yeah. People who act, like these days, mostly in the movies, but, you know, sometimes on stage, too, you have men and women. What would you call them?
We used to have so long that did hit that they just put on a show. We had one, I tell you, we put on this was in PTA that we did this, we put on a Negro minstrel. And we had one man, I tell you, he could have been a Negro. He put on a show, he tap danced, he did everything you could possibly think of. But we had some good students that was good in drama, you know,
mm-hmm.
good at acting. Showing themselves, so I don't know what we really call them.
And what would you call somebody who was not from around here?
Is a foreigner.
Would that be for somebody who came from a different part of the state?
Sometimes we say he's out of state.
Mm-hmm. About clothes. The boys would wear like overalls or something.
Overalls, most of them.
What about when they went to church?
And blue jeans. Sunday. Well, they wore, you had to have Sunday clothes. You didn't have just one outfit all mm-hmm. your life. You had to have a dress shirt and a dress pant.
Mm-hmm.
That was your Sunday clothes.
And did they have a, like a suit?
Yeah, you had a suit, vest, little sweaters, ties.
What would they say about a girl who liked to, you know, get all dressed up, look in the mirror, and say she likes to...
Someone say, well, she thinks she's smart, don't she? She thinks she's cute. And she get dressed up, but look at her.
They ever wear any kind of jewelry? Maybe on Sunday, go to church or something.
I don't remember having that, you know, that much. I'm sure they did. I never had been the person to care that much about jewelry myself. My brother is a great collector of antique jewelry. But I just never have anything about it. And there's like the little girl, my little granddaughter, I call her my granddaughter. Well, she's got her arms loaded with bracelets, and those bracelets never come off except when she takes a shower, I think. Those little silver bracelets. She's got four or five on this arm, four or five on this arm. And watches, too. But now, I used to think it was a great thing if a kid had a watch, you know. He's got money, got watch, you know.
So you don't remember your mother or grandmother ever wearing?
Well, then, I guess, see, I collect cameos. I'm a great collector of cameos. And my mother always had, she always wore her cameo to church. Mm-hmm. Her beads, she wore her hat and her gloves. And my grandmother did too. She had a beautiful cameo. And I guess that instilled in me to collect cameos. I have bracelets
too. They're pretty.
Yeah,
those are cameos.
When I see one on somebody, I got the gloves. Let me see it. I had about 200 stolen from me though.
Yeah, that many of them? Wow.
I'm trying to build my collection. This is about 8-10 years ago. I'm trying to build my collection back up again.
Well, you must travel around and look for them.
Well, my brother deals in antique. And anytime he finds a cameo, he's going to get it back.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have to do that much. And then I have a niece that's with Delta Airlines. She's been with Delta Airlines since 68. And anytime she runs up on